This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health. For those who burn the candle at both ends, Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Shmaya David, a master life coach, executive coach, and an author of 8 books in the self-help coaching and business categories. His most recent is Love Simplified, Practical Habits to Creating the Ultimate Loving Relationship, a number one international bestseller in 8 countries. And Mr. David, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and I'm sure you have a lot to offer today in your visit with us. So tell us, for starters, why did you actually write this book, Love Simplified?
Well, the short answer for that is that I'm on a mission to make people happier. I've been doing that in various ways for years as a coach and a consultant, and this book is probably my best effort yet. And it was not a new idea. I thought about writing this book for at least 15 years before I did it, because I had such a great marriage. I had such a wonderful life. And all around me, I saw people that were unhappy in their relationship, people that even gave up and divorced. And I think life is too precious to spend it unhappy. I also believe that nothing contributes more to happiness than being in a fulfilling, loving relationship. So I wrote the book because I think I have something good to say that can help people build such relationship and be happy.
Well, well stated, and a lot of good information right there to kick things off here today. Now, why do you say love is actually a habit? Talk to us about that.
Well, most people consider love an emotion, and it is, of course. But I think it is not just an emotion, because there is no love. It doesn't exist unless there is someone, a person, who is doing the loving. So love is also an action performed by the person who loves. You have to do love to bring it into existence. It doesn't exist unless there is somebody that loves. So if you love, and like everything else that you do on a regular basis, everything that you do on a regular basis is a habit, so love is a habit. And this is great because, unlike an emotion, which is difficult to control, we can control our actions and form the right habits. And this enables us to manage our love and succeed in our relationship. So just like you would succeed in becoming a swimmer or a diver or a driver, like we all learn to drive. You learn, you practice, you become good at it. So no matter how good or bad we are now, we can always get better with practice. And thinking of love as a habit opens this possibility to everybody, which I think is a great idea.
It most certainly is a good idea and good point as well. Now, what does it mean to take total responsibility in one's relationship? Talk to us about that.
Well, I consider that to be really the basic love habit. It everything else stems from that. And it means that you take it upon yourself to create the love and the relationship that you want. If you don't have it yet, it is because of choices and decisions that you made. You cannot blame it on someone else. No matter what happens, you are responsible to make the best of it and navigate your life and your relationship to success. And you cannot blame your spouse, and you cannot blame the economy or COVID-19 or anything. It is all on you, always on you. And many people find it harsh. When I say it first, they find it difficult to accept that they are responsible for everything. But it is also very liberating, because if you're not totally responsible for your results, for what happens in your relationship, then you are a victim of circumstances or a victim of your spouse or somebody else, your parents, the way they educated you or whatever. And instead of that, when you take full responsibility, you become the master of your fate. Many people that are in unhappy relationships feel that they do not have control, that they cannot change, that it's not up to them. It is they don't have enough money, or their spouse is not cooperating with their wishes, or their kids are behaving badly, or they have bad neighbors, or whatever. And I say, no, it is you. You are the captain of your own ship. And if you accept it, then you will find a way to succeed. It all stems from accepting this responsibility.
That is some great information, and I totally agree with you 100%. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that is eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're speaking with Shmaya David, a master life coach, executive coach, and an author of 8 books in the self-help, coaching, and business categories. His most recent is Love Simplified, Practical Habits to Creating the Ultimate Loving Relationship. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Relationship Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. David, can you share some tips on practical romance?
Oh, yeah. I believe romance is very important. And romance is really not much more than giving sufficient importance to your emotions in your decisions and the emotions of your spouse. And how you do that? You do that by behaving romantically, by making romantic gestures. And those are simply acts that are intended to cause the other person, your spouse or the people you're in a relationship with, to feel loved and cared for. So the most important part of romance, in my opinion, is the ability to pay attention to the other person and consider their emotions in everything you do. So if I want to kiss her now, will it make her feel loved, or am I intruding on her concentration? If I bring a flower, will it really make her happy and feel that I care for her, or would she prefer that I do the laundry? You need to pay attention to your spouse. You need to learn those things about your spouse to know what will make him or her feel loved. And then go ahead and do it. Don't just think about it. Go ahead and do it often. I say that courtship should never be over. Even after a lifetime of marriage, we should always continue to work at winning our spouse's love. And if we continue to work at it, being romantic, doing romantic things, then it will stay fresh and will keep us happy in our marriage.
I like it. I do like that advice. Good stuff. And tell us, why is a sincere apology important to one's relationship?
Well, that's because, unfortunately, we all mess up sometimes. It's inevitable. We're human, and so we are imperfect. We make mistakes. Sometimes they are just thoughtless mistakes, and sometimes we make a serious error in judgment. And when we do, we create really this ugly monster of guilt and blame and regret and maybe anger. And it's sitting in our living room and pouring poison into our relationship. So we need to make it go away as fast as we can. If we try to deny it, we say the mistake never happened, it will only cause our spouse to have to work at enlarging it to make us see it. He knows it's there and he will want to make us see it. So we'll make it bigger and bigger. And if we try to ignore it, it just continues to sit there and it festers. So the best way to make it go away is to acknowledge it, to own it. So you take responsibility, again, this word, and you say, I'm sorry for what I've done. And if you can be specific about it, it is even better. And if you can correct the results of your error, your mistake, even better, or at least if you can't correct it, at least commit to not making similar mistakes again. Make it all part of your apology and be sincere. And once you do that, it clears things up and you can both continue with your life together without this monster between you. One thing, though, you should never use the word but when you apologize. saying but negates everything you said before. So if you say, I'm sorry, but, it really means that you are not taking responsibility, you're making excuses, and this won't do. You made a mistake, own it, clean it up so you can continue loving relationship together without the results of this mistake, without the implication.
Yeah, that apology piece is so important, and really appreciate your perspective on that as well. Lastly, tell us about what you call the fine art of foreplay.
Okay, so what do I mean by the fine art of foreplay? Most people think about foreplay as the few minutes or maybe an hour or what happens before you have sex. And I think that this is a very narrow and not very useful way to approach foreplay. I consider foreplay to begin immediately after you finished the last time. And that means that while you're still together, after you just had a great experience, hug, tell each other how great it was, embrace and share your emotions, or maybe just look at each other, make each other feel loved and cherished. And this will help you want to make the next time faster and better. It leaves you with such a great taste of more that you want to have more soon. And then you don't leave it at just. You continue. Throughout your days, even if you're busy, you can always, you know, go and plant a little kiss on his neck, or you can look at her with this stare that says, honey, I really want you. And if you do that often, you, through the days, the next time will come faster and with great enthusiasm, and you'll have a great life together.
Mr. David, some fabulous information on how to obtain that ultimate loving relationship, and I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the listeners as well as motivated them just a little bit, I'd say. Where can listeners get more information on you as well as your services and pick up the book, Love Simplified?
Well, first, it's easy to find the book on Amazon, and you can also find about me through the author page on Amazon. And also you can look at love-simple.com, and that's my small website for that, and you can contact me through there. Or by email, shmayad, shmayd, at gmail.com. Very easy to get me. I try to answer as many as I can.
Mr. David, really great to have had you with us, and thanks for all the information. Once again, folks, it is love-simplified.com. Mr. David, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Neoth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.
It certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Shmayad David, a master life coach, executive coach, and an author of 8 books in the self-help coaching and business categories. His most recent is Love Simplified, Practical Habits to Creating the Ultimate Loving Relationship, a #1 international bestseller in 8 countries. And for all the details, visit love-simplified.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.